Building owner Kent Graham has offered the property to the county for $135,000. The structure is connected to the county assessor's office, with the two sharing a common roof. The vacant building is assessed at $273,900. In approving the purchase, the Quorum Court appropriated $135,000 plus closing costs from the hospital lease or contingency fund line item. Action Colonel Lucas questioned, asking if other means of financing the project had been considered, including a bank loan. Justice Gary Smith responded, saying if the county holds funds, it doesn't provide services to the people with them. Judge Mickey Pendergrass added he believes increased revenue in 2019 will allow the county to replenish the contingency fund. In other business, the justices approved a new full-time employee with the prosecuting attorney's office. The position was created by modifying a part-time hot check coordinator position into a full-time victim witness coordinator slot. The court also appropriated $970,000 from revenue generated from the special 1 cent sales tax for the expansion of the Baxter County Detention Center. The figure is an estimate of the amount of funding needed for the project until the end of the year. Judge Pendergrass said the project is about 4 weeks behind. Total project cost is $4.2 million. The court also approved 5 resolutions of appointments and reappointments. Deborah Chapman was appointed to fill the unexpired term of Bobby Brown on the Baxter County Library Board of Commissioners, with Joe Miles reappointed to a 5-year term. Rick Williamson, Roger Burrish, and Jeff Dean were reappointed to the Mountain Home Rural Fire Protection Board of Commissioners. Robert Kilpatrick and Tommy Brazier were reappointed to the Rodney Jordan Volunteer Fire Protection District Board of Commissioners. Dion Stanford and Hubert Remagen were reappointed to the Henderson Fire Protection District Board of Commissioners, with Christine Lydon appointed to fill the unexpired term of Jeff Oswald. From the newsroom, I'm Karen Hopper.